everybody, and happy Thursday evening to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Coming to you from hot and sunny Dunedin, Florida, and TD Ballpark. Excited for tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Dunedin Blue Jays, who are the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Tonight, we have game three of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:30 p.m. As usual this year, we're going to start close to on time in good conditions. It's hot, sunny, no chance of rain. We should be good to go for 9 uninterrupted innings tonight. And for the Mets, they are trying to snap a 7-game losing streak. The Blue Jays, meanwhile, are trying to extend their winning streak to 5 straight games, as they have won the first two games of the series this week at TD Ballpark, 9-6 on Tuesday, holding off a couple of different Mets rallies. And then yesterday, one of the better games, more entertaining games of the entire season. Dunedin won it 6-5, a familiar sight for the Mets as they watched the other team celebrate a walk-off victory. That was the 8th time this year in 26 games that the Mets have been walked off. So basically a third of the time they play a road game, they are right there in the 9th inning or extra innings, but see the home team celebrate. Last night, painful because the Mets, through the first 5 innings, played a really clean game, which is something they have not done well in the month of May. They didn't have any walks, hit batters, wild pitches, pass balls, errors through the first 5 innings. But then they were stung in a couple of ways late in the game. They gave up a run on a pass ball, a run on a balk. Those type of things really come into play when it's tight there at the end. The Mets were able to tie the game in the 9th inning yesterday. Couldn't quite take the lead. And then a triple by Daniel Perez with the runner on first. Ended the game with one out in the bottom of the 9th. The loss for the Mets was their 21st in their last 23 games. It's hard to even fathom. Mets are 14-33 on the season. The Blue Jays, meanwhile, they are a streaky bunch. They had a 6-game winning streak. That was snapped with a 3-game losing streak. And now they have won 5 in a row. Blue Jays come in above 500. They are 24-23. It's the first time Dunedin's been above 500 since April 24th. Taking a look at the entirety of the Florida State League standings. Starting in the East Division, it's a close race for the two Roger Dean teams. Palm Beach is 27-20. One game up on their neighbor, the Jupiter Hammerheads, who are 26-21. Then some separation. Daytona has struggled lately. The Tortugas 22-25. 5 out of first place. The Mets 14-33. 13 out. There are 19 games left in the first half. In the West Division, Clearwater has seen its lead trimmed to 1 game over Lakeland. Clearwater's 32-15. Lakeland 31-16. Dunedin is 8 back at 24-23. Bradenton 21-26, 11 out. Fort Myers 20-27, 12 out. Tampa in last place 18-29, 14 out. Other games in the Florida State League today. Tampa is at Palm Beach at 6:30. Palm Beach leads that series 2-0. Lakeland at Clearwater at 6:30. That's the big series of the week in the FSL. Lakeland has won the first 2 games there on the road. Jupiter at Daytona at 6:35. Jupiter up 2-0 in that series as the visitor. Bradenton is at Fort Myers at 7:05. That's the only series that is 1-1. Fort Myers won the opener Tuesday. Bradenton won yesterday's game. And once again, first pitch here at TD Ballpark under sunny skies and hot conditions. Scheduled for 6:30. We'll take a short break here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups. That should roll us into first pitch on this steamy night on the west coast of Florida.
Fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show rolls on here at TD Ballpark. Let's get to today's starting pitching matchup. For the Mets, it's going to be right-hander Jack Weininger, and for the Blue Jays, it's going to be right-hander Grant Rogers, a couple of players who were drafted last summer. Weininger, 6'4", 210-pound, 22-year-old from Barrington, Illinois, was the Mets' sixth-round pick last year out of Illinois. Former member of the Fighting Illini was the St. Lucie Mets' opening day starter this season. Weininger has appeared in 9 games with 4 starts. One of those piggyback guys, starts one time, next time out comes in from the bullpen. He's a 1-2 record with a 5.30 ERA. 48 strikeouts, that's top 10 in the league, 37 and a third innings pitched. Weininger, last time out, was against Clearwater. He pitched 3 innings, giving up 2 hits, 4 runs, only 1 earned, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. That was on May 23rd, 13-7 Clearwater victory on a Thursday night. Weininger on the mound for the Mets. Starter for Dunedin, Grant Rogers, 6'7", 230 pounds, 23 years old from Groves, Texas. He was drafted in the 11th round last year by Toronto out of McNeese State. This will be his 8th game and his 8th start this year. 40 strikeouts and 35 in a third innings. He's 1-2 with the 4.33 ERA. Rogers last pitched on the 23rd, 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. We'll take a quick pause now for the national anthem. Then we will come back with the lineups and first pitch.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly came at the twilight's last gleam? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the ramparts we won were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rang clear, the bombs bursting in air, came through the night. That our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
And now the lineups for the Mets and the Blue Jays on this sunny Thursday night. Boston Barrow will lead off for the Mets and play second. Jesus Baez will bat second and play short. Ronald Hernandez, coming off of a 4-hit game, hits third. He's the DH, gets a rest from the field. Jeffrey Rosa, a late scratch yesterday, back in the lineup today. He's in left, hitting cleanup. Colin Houck, probably at his best game of the season yesterday, three hits, a walk, a double, a couple of RBIs. Great diving stop in the field. Bats 50, he's at third. Kellum Clark is hitting sixth. He's in right field. Had the pinch hit, two-run hit in yesterday's game to tie it up in the eighth. Vincent Perozzo is the catcher, hitting seventh. Jairo Cuevas hits eighth. He's at first. Diego Mosquera bats ninth. He's in center field. Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. Is that the walkout song for Grant Rogers? If it is, that's fantastic. I hope it is. Victor Arias for Dunedin is going to lead off, play left field. Manuel Beltre bats second. He's at short. Peyton Williams bats third is the DH. Alexis Hernandez bats cleanup. He's in right. Christian Feliz hits 50s at first. Gene Joseph is in center field batting sixth. Nicholas Deschamps makes his first start. He's the catcher, batting seventh. Bryce Arnold hits eighth. He's at second base. And Marcos De La Rosa bats ninth. He's at third base. He really did come out to Unwritten. Oh, man. I just kind of want to listen to it. Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. When did that come out? All right, that's a good year. That's the year I graduated high school, started college. I'd like to go back in time. Okay, here we go. Game number 3 of this series. Game number 48 for each team on the season out of 132. Game 3 out of 6 they'll play against each other. First pitch from Rogers is a breaking ball low to Boston Barrow, and we're underway. First pitch 632. Getting better. 92 degrees and clear at the ballpark today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one, shall we? Second pitch, a fastball outside. It's 2-0 on Boston. Yesterday, didn't get a hit from the leadoff spot, but he worked a walk in the ninth as the tying running came around to score. Takes this pitch outside at 84. Changeup no good, and it's 3-0. Light crowd tonight compared to yesterday so far. 3-0 pitch. Ball's low. It's a four-pitch walk to start things off. Barrow heads down to first base. Mets got a run in the first inning yesterday.
Now batting, shortstop, it's up there. 26, Jesus Baez.
First and only lead in the first inning. Helped out by an error. Jesus Baez up next. First pitch to him. Fastball that tails over the strike zone for strike one. Barrow Baez 1-for-5 yesterday, had a single in the ninth. Had the long Titanic home run deep out to left field on Tuesday. Sinker low at 90. A ball and a strike. Mets come into the game 14-33. Dunedin 24-23. Rogers breaking ball inside 78. Type of slurvy pitch that had Baez ducking out. Two balls and a strike. Seven pitches so far for Rogers, only one in the strike zone. Fastball is hit hard into left field at Arias, and he makes the catch looking away for out number one. He was playing deep, the sun right in his eyes, just stuck the glove out and hoped it would go in. It's a tough break for Baez.
Designated hitter, number four,
scorched it.
Ronald Hernandez.
Well played defensively by Arias out there. He's right in the shadows of the warning track, figuratively. There's no shadows right now out there, just the sun blazing on him. Here is Ronald Hernandez. He is 6-for-9 in the series. A two-hit game on Tuesday, four hits yesterday. He takes a called strike on a breaking ball. Fastball up and away. Gary De La Cruz getting him into the lineup today. Red hot bat as the designated hitter. Rogers from the stretch. Pitch home is grounded out to second. Scooped by Arnold. Throws to Beltre for one at second. Back to first. Goes Beltre for the double play. 4-6-3. Twin killing. Baez out on the hard line drive, and the red hot Hernandez hits into the double play. The Barrow four pitch walk ends up being a race. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. Jack Winninger on the mound for the Mets when we come back.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Victor Arias going to lead it off for Dunedin against Jack Winninger, making the start for the Mets. Last pitched last Thursday, so a full week off. Hopefully can give the Mets some length here. Arias had a big night yesterday. Winninger's first pitch is over the strike zone at 92, a fastball. Arias single, homer, and a walk in his first three at-bats. As leadoff man yesterday. 0-1 pitch. Fastball a little low. Mets defensively. Perozzo's doing the catching tonight. Hauk at third. Barrow at second. Cuevas, the first baseman. Baez plays short. 1-1 pitch. Just missed outside. Rosa in left. Mosquera in center. Clark in right. That's a different looking outfield setup. Usually Rosa is in right, Clark's in left. Foul tip on a fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Winninger from the windup peers over his mitt, pitch clock winding down to 3 seconds, gets it off, fastball, struck him out, it's in the dirt. And Arias is going to run, but it's too late. Perozzo throws him out. It's not a fastball, it was a split. And a good one.
Table. Shortstop, number one.
Just fell out from underneath that pitch. And well, Beltre will come up. Beltre, a big time factor late in the game. Sixth inning yesterday. Key RBI double, scored a big run on a balk. And then in the eighth inning, scored another big run on a pass ball after reaching on a walk. This pitch inside for ball one. And this ball is cranked deep down the left field line, but hooking foul off the net. Hanging slider, it looked like. Fortunately for Winninger, Beltre was ahead of it. No score. One out, nobody on base. Winninger from the windup delivers, breaking ball inside. Slider no good, two balls and a strike. Mets back in the road grays today after switching to the orange jerseys yesterday. Almost worked. 2-1 pitches, hit grounded out to third. Here's the throw, it's good from Hauk, and Beltre is out. Now patiently waited on it. He's got the sunglasses on. And everybody on the left side of the diamond is in danger right now. Any ball hit their way. The left fielders especially have had trouble this time of day over the years, but third baseman should not be excluded. So good job by Haupt. two up, two down. Peyton Williams on rehab assignment. I think Iowan swings over the top of this breaking ball for strike one. Yesterday, Williams 0 for 2, but a couple of walks late. Let's have a mini shift on as the 0-1 pitch goes low. That's split again. Third base is wide open for Williams, but looks like he has no interest in going down there. Cuevas at first base, almost guarding the line. Baez not too far away from second base. Hauk is essentially playing shortstop. Wenninger's pitch is grounded foul right off the front foot of Williams. Wenninger trying to retire the side in order to start his night. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball outside. Two balls, two strikes. Yesterday we had a nice little pitcher's duel between Joel Diaz and Jerron Watts Brown, but neither pitcher was in the game for very long. Could be different tonight. 2-2 pitch, Wenninger throws it, and it's hit deep out to left field, trailing back and making the play is Rosa, and the side is retired. Wenninger gets a strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout from the three batters he faces. We're off and running from Dunedin. No score after one on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jeffrey Rosa has caught the last out of the first. He will lead off the second. First pitch from Grant Rogers is down and away. Rogers threw 11 pitches, but only four strikes in the first inning. Double play helped him get out of it. Rosa 1-for-4 in the opener, did not play yesterday. Takes a breaking ball for a strike at 84. It's 1-1. One thing we picked up on yesterday with Dunedin as their starter, Watts Brown didn't throw very many fastballs, as Rogers has this 89-mile-per-hour fastball fouled away. So far, Rogers not throwing a ton of fastball. Seems like 50-50 right now. Looks like a changeup and a slide piece. This ball is muscled in the shallow left field, falling fast, and it's going to drop in a base hit, jam shot for Rosa. And that ball had to hit off the inside part of the handle. Rosa muscles it in the shallow left, and Arias, respecting the power, again playing a stone's throw away from the warning track, could not get there in time. That left it up to Beltre, the shortstop. He could not get there either. Colin Hauk is up. Let's see how Hauk does tonight. He does not like this first pitch strike. In the ABS system calling all balls and strikes tonight, Will Pascal, the home plate umpire, just relaying what he hears. Hout ground ball deep to third. Backhanded stop by De La Rosa. Throws to Arnold for one. The throw to first. That is going to be another double play. Mets have hit to two in two innings. De La Rosa fielding it on a backhand.
Right fielder.
Sharp
11,
throw to first, second base, 12. And Arnold took care of the rest. So, yesterday, Hernandez and Hout combined for 7 of the 9 hits for the Mets. Today, they have each hit to a double play. Baseball will humble you fast. Here's Kellum Clark, and he swings at the first pitch for a strike one. Clark came off the bench yesterday for Starlin Mercado, picked up a 2-run single to tie the game at 4. Dunning would go on to win 6-5 on a walk-off RBI triple by Daniel Perez in the ninth. 1-1 pitch. Change up outside. 2 balls and a strike. One breaking ball in for strike two, even count. Most double plays hit into by the Mets this year, 4. They did that on April 24th up in Daytona. Rogers' 2-2 pitch is outside a full count. Three-two with two outs, bases empty. Rogers worked quickly. Throws this one down at the back foot, a changeup, and Clark will draw the walk. Second walk of the game issued by Rogers. He's also given up a hit. But when you get double plays, you still have a good opportunity to avoid trouble. Here is Vincent Perozzo, the Mets catcher. Straight day catching, went 0-3 at the walk yesterday. This is his second game of the series. There's no score in the top of the second. First pitch to Perozzo. Change up, strike one. Clark takes his lead from first. Not a big stolen base threat being held on by Feliz. Rogers' pitch is hit high and deep to left, but slicing foul. Will hit the stands and kick all the way out to Arias, who continues to play extremely deep. Oh, no, Arias tries to throw it in the Mets' bullpen. He missed. Fell short. There, he got it over. Back into position. Blue Jays also shifting the lefty. Perozzo, a lot of room on the left side. 0-2 pitch, and he hits one back to the pitcher. Scooped up by Rogers, underhands to Feliz for out number 3. The inning is over. No runs to the Mets, one hit, no errors, one left on. We'll go to the home second. Jack Weninger back to work. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single-game tickets or a 10-game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop. I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
All right, Jack Winninger, 14 pitch first inning.
Right fielder, 1-2-3 inning.
Now he faces Alexis Hernandez, who had himself quite the game yesterday. Homered, singled twice, and scored the game-winning run. Made a jumping catch at the wall and left. First pitch from Winninger, a slider inside for ball one. Fastball, that one gets in for a strike. Hernandez has hit 3 home runs in his last 5 games. 5-game hitting streak. 10 for 20 in that stretch. Flies this ball deep out to right field. Kellum Clark running back. It's over his head and over the wall into the Dunedin bullpen. He's homered again. And it's 1-0 Blue Jays. Almost a mirror image of yesterday's start. Well, Diaz worked a scoreless first inning, gave up a home run to Hernandez in the second. Winninger has done the exact same. Can't keep a good hitter down, apparently. So 4 home runs in his last 6. First pitch to Feliz is a ball low. He's the team leader with 8 home runs, second in the league. Mets have now given up a home run in 7 consecutive games. 1-0 pitch goes low for ball 2. That was well struck. My only thought off the bat was, did it have the height? We got those high walls here in Dunedin. Short dimensions, but high walls to somewhat help the pitchers out. Here's a ball scorched in the center, but it's flagged down by Mosquera. Feliz might have hit that ball harder than Hernandez hit the home run. Let's check it out.
Number 6, Gene Joseph.
So the home run for Hernandez, 99.3 miles per hour exit velocity. Launch angle 26 degrees. Hit it 361 feet. Only would have been a home run in 3 major league ballparks. First pitch a strike to Gene Joseph. It would have been a home run in Yankee Stadium, of course. Short porch and right, Citizens Bank Park in Philly. Great American Ballpark, Cincinnati. And that's it. Pitches outside to Joseph. 1-1. A 1-1. A pop-up foul territory. First base side. Cuevas gives it a look, but that one's off the concourse. Or a foul strike, too. The Feliz lineout, 108.5 miles per hour, so 9 miles per hour, almost 10 miles per hour harder. But that's baseball. Hit it to the wrong spot at the wrong angle. One, two pitches, a high fastball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Winninger from the windup. 2-2 pitches, hacked foul. Somebody give that kid the ball. Jeez. They're more concerned with the kid getting that foul ball than they are the play on the field. Winninger shakes off Perozzo once now. Gets what he wants. The 2-2 pitch is grounded softly off the side of the mound. Out to Baez. Scoops and throws. What a play by Jesus Baez to get Joseph. All one motion, the scoop and throw. He has that almost submarine-style throw. Whether he's at second, short, or third. That is not a three-quarter arm slot he's throwing with or over the top. Close to submarine style. And it works for him. Here's a breaking ball. Good slider for a strike to Deschamps. Nicholas Deschamps, the catcher, getting his first start of the series. Swings and misses at that split, and it's 0-2.
Deschamps on the season, just playing his ninth game. He's with Dunedin last year as well. 0-2 pitch, it's in the dirt. So that's split again. Deschamps 8 for 28. A couple of triples and a home run. 880 OPS in his 8 games so far. 1-2 pitch from Wenninger. A high off-speed pitch at 84. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Blue Jays lead 1-0 on the Alexis Hernandez home run. 2-2 pitch from Wenninger. Right in there for strike 3. Fastball at 93. Well placed inside corner. Deschamps out looking. Second strikeout for Wenninger. Good job shaking off the leadoff home run. He retired the next 3. We'll go to the 3rd inning. Blue Jays have the early 1-0 lead.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Jairo Cuevas will lead off for the Mets in the third, down 1-0. Each team with the hit. No errors in the game. First pitch to Cuevas, dropped in for a strike. Rogers, a couple of more strikes than balls to this point. In that first inning with a walk. Second pitch. Called strike on Cuevas at 89, 0-2. And to put 3 base runners on through their first 7 hitters, but 2 double plays, 1 in each inning, have helped Rogers out. So this pitch is in the dirt. 1-2 on Cuevas, who yesterday got on base 3 times, but not with the hit. 1-2 pitch, he grounds one out to Arnold at second. Well, it's actually Feliz, the first baseman, who takes it and underhands to first just in the nick of time. Beat Cuevas. You had Rogers covering, and it's a good thing he did, because that first center baseman Feliz probably ranged too far off the base. Should have been the second baseman Arnold's ball. Cuevas retired with a 3-1 put out. Diego Mosquera is up next, and he takes a called strike. Mosquera getting his first start of the series. Pitch is down and away. 1-1. Mosquera hitting 200 on the year with 12 driven in, no homers. Breaking ball, rips it into left field, falling fast. Arias peels back. It'll be a base hit for Mosquera. Arias looked like he wanted to dive for that. Slammed on the brakes in the last minute on his heels. Played it
second
on a short bounce.
Number 10, Boston.
That will complete the first time through the order for the Mets. Mosquera finishes off it off with a single. That's got 2 hits and 2 walks. Pretty good. But again, it's been the double play balls that have killed off any rallies. Here's Barrow. Taking ball 1, he started the game with a 4-pitch walk. just sees ball number five is Knight. It's trail by one, tying run on first base. Good speed with Mosquera. Pitch goes home, and Barrow hits this ball deep right field. Bye-bye, baseball. Boston Barrow with his first home run of the season gives the Mets a 2-1 lead in the second inning. Launched it into the Dunning and Blue Jays bullpen beyond the right field wall. 2-1 St. Lucie. I had a feeling that he was going to get one sooner or later. He's been a really good hitter since he's arrived in St. Lucie.
Shortstop number 26.
From extended spring training, about the only thing he hasn't done to this point was homer. He just checked that box. First pitch to Baez as a called strike. There have now been seven home runs hit in this series. Baez shoots this one into center field. Arias on the run. He'll get there. Route number two. Correction, that's Joseph. Joseph got there. So Baez, boy, he has stung two balls into
now
the outfield.
Number four,
and he's 0 for 2. Those are good swings. Keep that up. Alejandro Diaz gives him a fist bump. Mets hitting coach upon entering the dugout. Keep those swings coming. They'll fall. Two down and Ronald Hernandez back up. The double play to end the first inning. He takes ball one. Looking at Boston Barrow home run stats, 98.8 miles per hour off the bat. Hernandez swings and misses. 27 degree launch angle, hit at 388 feet. That would have been a home run in 29 or 30 major league ballparks. Not Kansas City. Ground ball heading up the middle. That's going to squeak on through for a base hit. Ronald Hernandez. Another hit in this series, that's his seventh. He is now 7 for 11 on the week.
Number 58, Jeffrey Rosa.
Ronald now on a four-game hitting streak as well. So the Mets, kind of like the way they've swung the bats. They're up to four hits through their first 12 batters. This ball is yanked foul by Rosa. Four hits, a couple of walks, a 2-1 lead. Slider catches the corner. Strike two on Rosa, singled in the second inning. Breaking ball, fouled away. Slider again. Off to the right. O-2 slider struck him out. First strike out of the night for Grant Rogers. But not before. Boston Barrow gives the Mets the lead with one swing. Boston's first home run of the year for St. Lucie gives the Mets a 2-1 advantage at the end of the top of the third. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Mets have a 2-1 lead. Now, every time the Mets have done something offensively in this series, it's either get back in a game, to take a lead, to tie a game, Dunedin has had a fast response. Let's see how it plays out here with Wenninger in the bottom of the third. He starts it with a strike to Bryce Arnold. Fastball at 93 miles per hour. Next pitch is hit high in the sky, deep right center field. Mosquera going back, looks up. That one's gone, and the game's tied. Wind whipping out, and the ball just went right with it. So another response by the Blue Jays. It was fairly well struck off the bat, but I did not think it was going to go the distance. But man, that wind is really blowing out fierce, more fiercely tonight than the previous two games. And we've had three balls leave the yard already today. And I don't think we're going to stop at three. De La Rosa, the nine hitter at the plate, he takes a called strike. Wenninger from the windup, first, second pitch swung on and missed that back foot slider. Blue Jays hit a home run in the second yesterday, and then in the third yesterday. They've done it again today. Second and third solo homers. Pitches down and away, one and two. 96 miles per hour exit velocity, 37 degree launch, 381 feet. According to StatCast, there's a foul tip for strike three by De La Rosa. Third strikeout for Wenninger. That'll complete the first turn through the lineup for the Blue Jays. Wenninger retired seven of the nine, the two he didn't left the yard. Back to the top in Arias. First pitch foul back. To give you an idea of how much wind aid that home run used. Look, 96 miles per hour exit velocity with a 37 degree launch angle. Those are not two numbers that would lead you to a home run. Distance 381 feet to deep right center would not have been a home run in any major league ballpark. Hit probability 11%. So forget it. 11% to get a hit was a home run. Like he dropped it for a double or something like that. So that's just tough luck for winning. That's going to be an out probably in every other stadium in the Florida State League. Swing and a miss. Big swing and a miss by Arias. And he goes down for the second time. Trying to come out of his shoes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Wenninger. This is a sign of a mature and a good pitcher who knows he's throwing well. When he gave up the first home run, he retired three in a row. Gave up the second home run, he's retired the next two on strikeouts. Not getting down on himself. Now Manuel Beltre is up. And he will ground one to third. Stabbed by Houck. Sets for the throw. It's going to be good enough. Cuevas had to go into foul ground to make the catch, but he kept his foot on the bag. Beltre retired, inning over. Bryce Arnold hits a leadoff home run. We're tied at two after three innings.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
This game unfolding similar to yesterday. Fast moving despite some runs early. Yesterday, we got to the middle of the fifth in an hour and 1 minute. Today we're in the fourth inning. We've not yet been playing 40 minutes. It slowed down yesterday as the relievers entered. More runs were being scored. Rogers and Wenninger pitching just fine tonight to start. There's a fastball to Hauk outside. Hauk getting to a double play in the second. 1-0 pitch, slider down and away. Rogers has battled the base runners tonight. It's not been smooth sailing, but the two double play balls got him out of any trouble in the first and second. Hauk will fist one out of play to the right side. Well, Hauk's buddy Boston Barrow hit his first home run of the season. Collins still waiting on his. This is a fine week to do it. These windy conditions blowing straight out every night. Small ballpark. Hauk gets one in the air, but it's fouled off to the right. As everybody's seen now, all you got to do is get it up into the jet stream. That about 35 degree plus launch angle and watch it sail. Slider down, it's a full count. We've seen some hard hit balls from Baez and Christian Feliz go for outs. 3-2 pitch, Hauk will ground one deep to short, fielded by Beltre. Long throw and a missed scoop by Feliz, and Hauk will reach safely. This is likely to be an error, probably on a missed catch at first base. I didn't see that ball hit the dirt. Hauk was going to be out if Feliz had made the catch. So the Mets have a base runner to start the fourth inning. It's 2-2 affair. Kellum Clark drew a walk in his first plate appearance. Will come back up. First pitch, Clark swings over the top of a fastball. Clark with the triple yesterday, or 2 days ago, picked up his first hit of the season. He hits one, squibs it up the first baseline. It's a fair ball. Clark isn't running. And the catcher throws him out. Clark trying to say it was a foul ball off of his foot. He never left the batter's box. Well, the ball was definitely in fair territory the whole time. Possible to see from this angle in the radio booth if he did hit it off of his foot. It's an out. Hauk moved to second, so you could say it was a productive out. But you got to be running, even if you think you hit it off your foot, unless the umpire screams something out. You got to be on the move. Barroso fouls the pitch off. It's a ball and a strike on him. They did confirm error for Hauk to reach, although they nailed Beltre for a bad throw. It wasn't a great throw, but it didn't hit the dirt. Ground ball heading out to second, backhanded by Arnold. He'll whip to first. That gets Barroso out. Second out of the inning. Hauk will travel down to third. The Mets now have a go-ahead run 90 feet from home with two down and
first
Cuevas
baseman,
at the plate.
19, Joe Hydro Cuevas.
Cuevas out on a ground ball to first base in his first at-bat in the second, 0 for 1. Takes this changeup for a strike on the corner. One pitch, change up again, sails away. Two game, two outs in the top of the fourth. 1-1 pitch is called the strike, a high strike, 90 miles an hour. Yeah, you know, taking a look at the replay of that, Houck reaching, that was not a great throw. Blease really had to stretch for it. This pitch in the dirt, good job smothering by the catcher, Deshams. Swing and a miss from Cuevas on a breaking ball. He strikes out. And the inning is over. Rogers pitches around. The leadoff error strands Houck at third base. No hits, no runs for the Mets. No hits. One error. One left on. We played three and a half. It's a 2-2 ball game. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stluciemets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
These Dunning and Blue Jays are a streaky bunch. In their last 13 games, six-game winning streak, three-game losing streak, and now an active four-game winning streak. Their win yesterday bumped them back over 500 for the first time since April 24th. They come in at 24-23. They're batting in the fourth inning with Peyton Williams at the plate. Takes a pitch from Wenninger for a strike. Split at 85. Pitch down and away. Same pitch. One and one. Williams flew out to left field in the first inning. Splitter again. Check swing. Did he go? Yes. Upon appeal. Alan Bryan, first base umpire. He went too far. Ball and two strikes. One, two. Outside. From the windup, 2-2 pitch, curveball, no good, outside. Wenninger's pitched the whole game from the windup. Two base runners in the first three innings, both home runs. So he hasn't had to actually deal with anybody on while he's pitched. 3-2 to Williams. Struck him out. That split again. Swung right over the top. Jack Winninger, right, strikeout number 5.
Alexis Hernandez.
And it brings back up Alexis Hernandez, who socked the home run, his fourth of the year, his fourth in 6 games in the second inning. First pitch, changeup up and in. Backs him off the plate. One out. Fastball clips the outside corner at the knees. Hernandez with the grimace didn't like the call, but again, it's the ABS strike zone. I will say, Will Pascal, he's called it quicker than his umpire buddy Alan Bryan down there did yesterday. Bryan more of a flair for the dramatic. Hernandez asked for the timeout. Odd place to use it, 1-1, but he resets now back in. Pitches off the plate. Winninger came into the game with 48 strikeouts. That was a 3-way tie for 9th in the Florida State League. Well, he has 5 now. Fastball for a strike. That has tied him with his teammate Ernesto Mercedes for the most in the league. I can't give you an idea of the rest of the guys that were ahead of him are also pitching tonight. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss on the splitter. Struck him out again. 6 in the game now. 2 in the inning.
Christian Perry.
4 strikeouts in the last 5 batters. Here is Feliz, who has the hardest hit ball of the game. 108.5 mile per hour line out to center. But you got to get it up in the jet stream. There's a pitch for a ball low. Big lefty has 8 home runs on the season. Went 1-for-4 with a single and 2 strikeouts on Tuesday. Did not play yesterday. Winninger throws this pitch inside. It's 2-0. 2-2 ball game. 2 outs. Nobody on base. Bottom of the 4th. Winger's pitch is cut on and foul tipped. Fastball at 93. Gets him back in the count. Two-one. Fastball skips in. 3 balls and a strike. One curveball gets a swing and a miss. Interesting. Straight over the top, 12-6 breaker at 78 miles per hour. Feliz all loaded up for a fastball. Way out in front of it. Now it's 3-2. Winninger trying to strike out the side. Payoff pitch. Struck him out. Fastball at 93, right down the pipe. Only Jack Winninger pitching his tail off tonight. 7 strikeouts through 4 innings. The only 2 batters he has not retired hit home runs. It's 2-2 at the end of 4. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald back with you from TD Ballpark. beautiful Dunedin, Florida. Both these pitchers have done well tonight. Let's see, Jack Winninger is throwing 58 pitches. Grant Rogers is throwing 60. They've each thrown four innings. They've each given up two runs. All the runs have been on homers. The difference right now, though, Winninger, no walks, seven strikeouts. Rogers, two walks,
leading
two strikeouts.
The fifth inning for the Mets.
Mets also have two more hits. But Rogers got those double play balls in the first and second to keep him competitive with Winninger. It'll be Mosquera, Barrow, and Baez. So about to go the third time through the order after this Mosquera at bat. Nobody throwing in the Dunedin bullpen. As Rogers throws ball one at 90 miles per hour. And Mosquera flies one in the left field of the area. So he lines it up, makes the catch in the shadow of the light poles. Four in a row retired by Rogers.
Second baseman, number
back
10,
to the top in Barrow. That's offense tonight. The two-run homer in the third inning, his first. He's cranked it. Pull shot to right field. First pitch, curveball outside, ball one. Breaking ball for a strike. Boy, that was, he dropped the arm angle there. That was a low three quarters. Another one of those slurvy pitches. High 70s. Pitches outside. Two balls and a strike. Rogers throws this one outside, 3-1. More traditional delivery there. These Blue Jay pitchers, they work fast. No issues with the pitch clock for them. 3-1. Changeup gets in for a strike, and I've noticed that even when they fall behind in the count, that does, they do not take a deep breath and slow down. 3-2 pitch coming, and that's going to be a swing and a miss. Barrow strikes out on a clear ball four at his back foot. The first two have been retired here in the fifth inning. It was not a happy walk-off into the dugout for Boston Barrow. Knows he missed on a chance to get on base for the third straight time. Here's Baez, two rocket shot outs, and here he pops one up, determined to get into the air, but this one much too shallow. It's caught by the shortstop, and the inning is over. The Mets go down quickly. 1-2-3 in the fifth inning, and in less than an hour, we are halfway home in game three of this series. It's all tied at two.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
56 minutes. That's how long it took to play the first half of this baseball game. Beat yesterday by 5 minutes.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Blue Jays.
Thought today would be a good pitching matchup. Thought yesterday would be as well. just unfortunate that where Joel Diaz and Jaron Watts-Brown are this year, that they both topped out around four innings. Wendinger and Rogers have more leash. This ball is hit deep out to left field on the first pitch by Gene Joseph. Back at the wall, Rosa makes the catch in the middle of the warning track. That ball just kept going as well. Didn't look well struck. The wind helping it along, even though it's more blowing out to right and center than to left. But, boy, if you're a pitcher, you really want to try to keep it on the ground tonight. Your own sanity. One pitch, one out. Wendinger throws this ball outside to Nicholas Deschamps, who showed bunt. Draw the interest of Houck at third base. Collins still wearing those sunglasses. Foul tip on split from Deschamps. Two Deschamps, one and one. Looked more like a cutter in the high 80s. But it's too high, two balls and a strike. Wendinger's pitch swung on and missed that, the straight four-seam fastball at 93. Boy, Wendinger's, he's mixed in a bunch of different pitches. Got a high 80s pitch that looks more like a cut. You got the low 80s pitch that looks more like a split. He's throwing a change occasionally, a curveball, a handful of times. 2-2, and there's a fastball at 95 fouled off. Blow that one right by. A little bit of extra oomph. The 2-2 to Deschamps looked like a changeup that just sailed outside. It's a full count. Wendinger, payoff pitch. Fastball blew it by him for strike three. Fastball at 93 miles per hour. Deschamps is out. Strikeout number eight. And every time Wendinger's got to a three-ball count, he's got the out. He's not walked a batter. Sixteen batters faced. He's retired 14. The other two home runs, including by this man, Bryce Arnold. His third home run of the season last time, tied the game. He takes ball one inside here. It's a slider swung on and missed for strike one. At least it looked like a slider. Mid-80s with the hard dart to the left. 1-1, pitches up high. Took a look at the Arnold home run between innings. Mosquera got to the wall, put his back to it, was waiting for it to come down, and it just landed right into the drink rail seats. Fastball fouled straight back to the net at 93. Just a tough break with the wind, with the small ballpark. Again, Wendinger pitching the other eight stadiums in the league. That's going to be an out. Pause here as Rosso has to restrap on his right shin guard. It's good to go now. 2-2 pitch. Wendinger shakes off Rosso once. Now into the windup. Breaking ball is hit a ton deep to left, and if it's fair, it's gone, and that is going to be a foul ball. Wow. Absolutely cranked out of here. That was not a cheap one for Bryce Arnold. And from this view, it looked fair. But the umpire's got a better view, and Arnold really didn't get out of the batter's box, so fortunate for the Mets and Wendinger. 2-2 pitch again, and he ties him up for strike three. A half swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Arnold strikes out. Jack Wendinger, nine strikeouts, no walks through five innings. Dominant stuff tonight from the man from Illinois. We'll go to the sixth. It's a 2-2 ball game at TD Ballpark.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
We're in the sixth inning, 1 hour and 4 minutes after the first pitch. Ronald Hernandez will lead off. Grant Rogers back to work. Each pitcher cruising now. Each team with two runs. Mets out hitting Dunedin 4-2. Dunedin the lone error in the game. It's not impacted the score. Hernandez, a fly ball. Deep right field. Bye-bye baseball. Mets back in the lead. Ronald Hernandez with number two on the season. Makes it 3-2 St. Lucie in the sixth. And Mama in the third row loves it. Mets second home run of the night. He joins Boston Barrow. Did not need the wind's help there.
Left fielder number 58, Jeffrey Rosa.
That will make Ronald Hernandez 8 for 12 this week. Perhaps heading for another Player of the Week award? 10 for 20. Got it done 2 weeks ago. Jeffrey Rosa at the plate. Takes a ball. Statcast numbers on that home run. Oh boy, B. Prepare to be impressed. First is pitch to Rosa. He swings through it for a strike. Exit velo 104.2 miles per hour, 32 degree launch angle, 425 feet. 5.6 second hang time. Rosa fouls one off to the right. It's 1-2. Would have been a home run in all 30 major league ballparks. On a hanging slider. Rosa hits one deep right field. This one's got a chance. Bye, bye, baseball. Rosa an opposite field shot. His third of the year. And it's 4-2 St. Lucie. A home run parade here at TD Ballpark for the Mets. Back to back. Great strength from the big man. Just a bullet out to right field.
Third baseman, number 9, Colin Howell.
And the first one to greet him outside the dugout, Ronald Hernandez. First time this season the Mets have gone back-to-back. Colin Houck fights one off foul for strike one. There's one kid out there on the boardwalk. And he was kind of walking down the ramp on the boardwalk. Went right in and out of his glove. Houck takes this one inside. Exit velocity on that, 97 miles per hour, 350 feet. For Rosa. Houck skies one into shallow left field. This is a long run back for Beltre. He's struggling, but he's catching it.
He's
Again, Victor Arias, left fielder, playing so deep. Manuel Beltre has a lot of area to cover, and he did. Out drops to 0-3. It's the first out of the inning. Jose Mayorga, first-year manager for Dunedin, is coming out to make the pitching change. So Rogers, I guess they wanted to get him out on a positive note. After giving up a couple of home runs, make sure he got out on an out. He just recorded his 78th pitch of the night. He's done. New pitcher coming on for the Blue Jays. Mets lead 4-2.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Juanmi Vasquez is the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. Hails from New York City. Signed as a free agent 2022. He's a lefty to face Kellen Clark on the slow curve at 69. It's nicely placed for strike one. Clark will walk and ground out. Swings over the top of the fastball at 87. Nothing in two, as Clark will use the timeout. Mets have a 4-2 lead on the back-to-back homers by Hernandez and Rosa to open this inning. Clark hits a ground ball to first. It's speared by Feliz. He takes it himself. Three and assisted. We're out number two. Final pitching line for Grant Rogers. Logged 5 1/3 innings. 6 hits, 4 runs, all on homers, 3 different homers. 2 walks and 3 strikeouts, 78 pitches, 49 strikes. We'll have to hope his teammates can get him off the hook. Another left-handed batter here for the Mets, and Peroza, who's 0 for 2, takes ball 1. Pitches in for a strike. Ground ball, hard hit, right to the second baseman, Arnold. Throws to first. Peroso's out, and the inning is over. But it was a thunderous inning for the Mets on the long home run by Hernandez and the bullet shot by Rosa. 4-2 St. Lucie in the middle of the fifth inning.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single-game tickets or a 10-game flex pack. all for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets lead 4-2, and once again it's worth mentioning that every time the Mets have put a charge into a game this week, into an inning, the Blue Jays have responded. Can Jack Weininger hold them down? He's retired 9 in a row. Marcos De La Rosa at the plate. First pitch laid in for a strike at 91. Weininger 72 pitches. This could be his last inning, depending on how it goes. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Bottom falls out of that split. So he's retired 9 straight, 7 via the strikeout. And he's ahead nothing in 2. The 0-2, swing and a miss, another split, struck him out. That's 3 straight strikeouts for Weininger. That's the second time tonight he has struck out 3 in a row. That is strikeout number 10. That will match a season high. He is on a heater right now. Begin the third time through the lineup, facing Arias, who's 0 for 2, 2 strikeouts. Curveball, strike 1. Oh, he's dialed in right now. Dialed in. Weininger wind up, fastball inside corner, strike 2. 5 pitches this inning, all strikes. Just dotting. O-2 in the dirt with the curveball, a bouncer. Weininger, his best start this season, April 23rd. 6 innings, 1 hit shutout, no walks, 10 strikeouts. That, to me, it's been the best start all season for the St. Lucie Mets, and he's right there next to it tonight. 1-2 pitch, too high. He's retired all but 2 hitters, those 2 hitters hitting solo home runs. Everybody else is out. He's pitched the whole game from the windup. 2-2 pitch, strike 3. Got him swinging on that split. Strikeout number 11. That is a career high. And that will also tie Jonah Tong for the most in a game this season. Jonah did it third day of the season against Daytona. Struck out 11 in 4 innings of relief. This is a hard hit, ground base hit in the left field. Line drive single for Beltre. So ends the streak of 4 consecutive strikeouts.
Number 24.
There was a string of 9 out of 11 batters had struck out prior to that single by Beltre. Brings the tying run to the plate in Williams. And for the first time, Weininger's got to go to the stretch. And he comes set. First pitch, breaking ball is hit out to left field. Rosa frozen in his stance. Now moves over to his right, makes the catch, inning over. We need to throw one pitch from the stretch to get out of the 6th inning. What a dominant performance by Jack Weininger. 6 innings, no walks, 11 strikeouts. We'll see if he's done for the night and he gets a hug from Vincent Perozzo, a fist bump. from his coaches as he enters. We'll see if he comes back for the seventh. We're going to the top half right now. Mets lead 4-2.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Jairo Cuevas pummels the ball deep into center field. Long run, and it's over the head of Joseph. Cuevas cruises into second base with the leadoff double. First pitch of the inning thrown by Juanmi Velasquez is rocked by Cuevas to the deep part of the ballpark, center field. Joseph could not get there. That's one of the rare balls tonight that's made it over an outfielder's head. That has not left the park. It might be the only one. A double by Cuevas. Mets leading 4-2. Trying to snap a 7-game losing streak. Will be Diego Mosquera at the plate. Sharp single and a sharp line out. Velasquez, the lefty, first pitch, breaking ball for a strike. Things are looking good for the Mets tonight at the moment. Very helpful when your pitcher is absolutely mowing through the competition. Ball is loose on the field. A youngster dropped a ball on the boardwalk. How else would have got out there? Right fielder Hernandez will pass it off to the bullpen. Coming to Vasquez from Vasquez, and it's a swing and a miss. And when your pitcher's absolutely push shoving and you're hitting the ball out of the ballpark, things tend to go well for you. That's what the Mets have done tonight. Clean game defensively, no walks, minimal base runners. Mosquera fights this off right side, and it's going to land harmlessly foul. Too long run for Feliz, the first baseman. As the Mets have struggled here, losing 21 out of 23, you know, you don't have a bad stretch like that unless it's really a whole team-wide issue. You can't just pin one part of the team that's struggling, but I think most people would probably agree that the pitching has struggled the most. Cuevas will be checked back. He dives in safely. When the streak of losing 21 out of 23 started, the Mets were the third-ranked ERA in the league. They are now last by a sizable margin. 0-2 pitch is skipped in the dirt. Mets actually climbing the rankings the last couple of days, hitting-wise. Hitting .232 as a team that's tied for fifth in the league, and then 7th and 6th. A 1-2 pitch, and it's a bouncer out towards Beltre. He'll field it from short, though to first is good. Mosquera is out. Excellent read by Cuevas. off on contact where he saw where that ball was heading. He goes down to third. And with one out, Mets have a key
second
run
baseman,
available
10,
for
Boston
them at third
Barrow.
Base. The infield's already coming in for the Blue Jays. Boston Barrow at the plate. Opportunity here to push it to a three-run lead. Breaking ball high. Good snag by the catcher, Deschamps. Barrow tonight, a walk, a two-run homer, and a strikeout. Two-run homer gave the Mets a 2-1 lead. Another high slider. Slider curve, it has that sweeping action, maybe a sweeper. That was the curve. Mark on it. In for a strike. It's 2-1. Velasquez, another one of these Blue Jay pitchers that gets it and goes, regardless of situation or count. Pitches outside. 3-1. I mean, they just turned the lights on here at TD Ballpark. We're in the top of the seventh. These guys go fast. 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball for strike two. Doesn't get any better than that. Your lefty pitcher against a lefty batter. Not much Barrow could do there. Payoff pitch. High ball four. Barrow will shovel the bat aside and head down to first. And that was a mistake by Velasquez. Had the lefty-lefty matchup. And now must deal with Baez.
Shortstop, number 26.
He's 0 for 3. Going to be licking his chops after seeing the home runs by Hernandez and Rosa last inning. We're at the corners. Blue Jays' entire infield's backing up now. They're selling out for a double play ball. First pitch, strike at the knees. Change up at 82. Everybody's back, except for Feliz. He's holding on Barrow at first base. Vasquez will throw over to first. Barrow runs back in. Mets lead 4-2. One out, runners at the corners, top of the seventh. Big opportunity here for the Mets to add to their lead. Vasquez, the pitch home, and it's a hard grounder foul. One bounding over the Mets dugout. As usual for the Mets, everybody in the dugout on the top rail leaning over. Staffers, players. A lot of chatter coming from that dugout, just like last night. Vasquez, a couple looks to first. 0-2 home, and it's fouled off to the right. Baez hangs in there. He lined out on frozen ropes in the first inning and the third inning. And popped out in the fifth. Remains the team's most dangerous hitter. Vasquez, the 0-2. Runner goes. It's a ground ball foul. Barrow off on the pitch. Maybe trying to draw a throw to second base. Vasquez, after that walk to Barrow, apparently uninterested and wasting a pitch to Baez. Keeps hammering the strike zone. 0-2 again, and it's high. Finally went out of the zone, and Baez did not bite. And Baez will use the timeout. Vasquez coming set. Looks over to Barrow at first, and we'll check him in again. That's the second disengagement of this at-bat. So one more, and it's a balk. Barrow's lead, the exact same size. Vasquez comes home, and he gets the swing and a miss. Baez chased up high. Tosses the bat up and snatches it back, and he's barking at himself as he goes back to the dugout. That's a big out.
Designated hitter, number 4, Ronald Hernandez.
Big out, but it gets no easier. Ronald Hernandez, 8 for 12 in the series. at the plate, switch hitting. Runners remain at the corners. That's up 4-2 in the seventh. First pitch home, too high, ball one. And is now hitting .295 on the season. And slumped through April, having a monster May. Checks his swing on appeal. Did he go? No. Ronald coming into today in May, slashing .368. That's the batting average. .435 on base, .461 slugging, and .896 OPS. That's only going up after today's game. Line drive caught at short by Beltre. He was down on a knee, falling to his backside. Scorched by Hernandez, but to the wrong spot. Mets misses out on a chance there. Leadoff double, then first and third one out. Cannot score another run. So their lead remains 4-2. We're at the seventh inning stretch.
For the seventh inning.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Jack Weininger back out there. Rare treat. Pitcher pitching into the seventh inning at 82 pitches. First pitch slider down and away to Alexis Hernandez, who has homered and struck out. That's basically been the game. Two homers and a bunch of strikeouts. 1-0 to Hernandez is popped up. This might be playable by Perozzo, and he's going to make the basket catch against the wall. What a great play by Vincent Perozzo. Underhanded catch right up against the fence. Had the people in the first row leaning back in their seats to get out of the way. Hey, man, when your pitcher is pitching his fanny off, got to make all the plays for him. Especially against a guy like Hernandez, who has the ability to change the score with just one swing on his own. Here's Feliz. He swings and misses like a changeup. Feliz, a line out and a strikeout. Well, the one pitcher has gone seven innings for the Mets this year. That was Cade Morris on May 15th. This pitch is low. Cade did it at Palm Beach, seven innings. He did not walk a batter, give up a run, struck out five. And that was the last time he ever threw a pitch for St. Lucie up to Brooklyn at the end of that series. A 1-1 pitch is grounded to second. First, it's Cuevas. He's got to throw it off. It's high. Weininger did not get back on the bag in time. Cuevas, E3. And you talk about trying to make a play for your pitcher. Cuevas just missed an easy one. He underhand balloon balled the throw to Weininger, and Jack had to jump up off the bag and catch it. And by the time he landed back down, Feliz had beat him there. Weininger had to jump up, had to leave the bag. Here is Gene Joseph, 0 for 2. Wenninger again pitching from the stretch. Throws this pitch just outside a slider. Going one pitch from the stretch through the first six innings. Basically, everything had gone right for the Mets on the mound and defensively until that moment right there. Here's a ball hit deep out to left field by Joseph, and it's going to be caught on the warning track by Rosa. We just missed. Hold their breath off the bat. Didn't look that well hit, but the trajectory plus the wind tonight, really can't be sure. Two down, and Deshams is up 0 for 2. Wenninger going for seven strong innings. First pitch is hooked down the right field line. That's going to be a fair ball. Feliz rounding second, going to third. Clark trying to dig it out. Here comes the throw to Barrow, and it's going to eat him up and go out to Cuevas. In comes Feliz. Deshams, an RBI double, and it's a 4-3 game. The air comes back to burn the Mets. Talk about things that have cost them during this month of May. That could be another, as now the tying run is on second base. Bryce Arnold at the plate. That was just the second non-home run hit for the Blue Jays. Arnold homered in the third, struck out in the fifth. Again, inning should be over. Should have been a 1-2-3 inning. Easy ground ball to Cuevas, just a terrible throw, forcing this inning to continue. And strike one delivered to Arnold, well placed. Well, hit could very well tie this game up. Mets do have action in the bullpen. Of course, as Wenninger now over 90 pitches. Swing and a miss, fastball at 93. That was his 92nd pitch of the night. Wenninger resting that glove hand on his thigh, tucked up under to the belt. 0-2 pitch. Fastball blew it right by. Strikes out Arnold. Jack Wenninger, 12 strikeouts through seven dominant innings. Four hits, three runs, only two earned. He did not walk a batter. He will depart with the 4-3 lead. What an outing by Jack Wenninger. The eighth inning coming up next on the Cincinnati Mets Baseball Network.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding in the vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
It's late here in this game, not late at night, just past the 8 o'clock hour. Mets lead by one. We're in the eighth inning, Jeffrey Rosa at the plate. Rosa grounds one to third, picked up by De La Rosa. Guns to first for out number one. Vasquez still out there pitching. came in with one out in the sixth. Retired the last two batters that inning. Pitched around to runners at the corners. One out situation in the seventh and gets the first out here in the eighth. Colin Houck 0 for 3 is at the dish. First pitch changeup, swings and misses. Time called. Houck will use his timeout. One breaking ball inside corner for a strike. Change up low. One, two pitch, and a slow ground ball that will go off towards dugout. One, two again, up high. So Jack Weninger for the Mets tonight, 7 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. He did not walk a batter, struck out 12, faced 26 hitters, 93 pitches, 61 strikes. Houck, line drive, diving stop by Beltre, gets up from the grass, throws too late. Infield hit for Houck. The fans will applaud the effort by Manuel Beltre at short, but hit all the way for Houck. Police had to do a bunny jump on first base Mark to make Fielder, sure he caught it, but Colin was already passed. The Mets have a one-out hit. That's their eighth hit of the night. They've doubled the Blue Jays in that department. But the lead is just one, and presume that Weninger will not be pitching anymore. 93 pitches, and that's have to go to the bullpen for the last 6 outs. Clark swings over the top of a breaking ball. Clark was the first batter that Vasquez faced. He got him to ground out. Kellum 0 for 2 at the walk overall tonight. Let's have that great chance last inning with the leadoff double from Cuevas. Runners at the corners, one out. Couldn't break through with Baez and Hernandez. And then, of course, the bottom of the inning, the Mets make an error, and that run comes around to score. So they're looking at a potential 5-2 lead for the Mets. Instead, it's 4-3. They're over to first base. Houck back in safely. Pitch home. Houck is running. Call is a ball. Throw to second base. Save. Colin Houck beat it. Ball skipped into Beltre. Got the tag down, but Colin, feet first, safe. So he's in scoring position. Now that gives Clark, if not him, Perozu a crack to get a hit. Played an insurance run. Also takes away a potential double play ball. Mets hit into one of those in the first 2 innings. Pitch to Clark, breaking ball down and away. It's 3-1. Vasquez set. 3-1 pitch. Sweeper in there for a called strike, full count. It's a good take by Clark. It's a pitcher's pitch, not a hitter's pitch, which is what you're looking for, 3-1. Vasquez ready for the payoff. It's outside. Ball four. That same exact pitch. Clark watched it pass by. Ball four. First and second with one out. Opportunity knocks again for the Mets. They got a two-run homer by Barrow, and then back-to-back home runs in the sixth from Hernandez and Rosa. Those are their runs tonight. Blue Jays get solo home runs from Alexis Hernandez and Bryce Arnold, and then they got the RBI double by Deschamps' last inning. We'll have a pause here as Corey Reardon, the pitching coach, makes the visit to the mound to discuss matters. Rosa will bat for the Mets. So Jack Weninger's the story of the game for the Mets. Again, 7 innings, no walks, 12 strikeouts. That's the type of performance that gets you promoted. We all know the story by now here at Single A, the way that the Mets organization treats it. The college pitchers, if they dominate, they're out of here. And they don't need to show it over long stretches of time either. Cade Morris had a start when she gave up 3 home runs in 1 inning. And then he threw 7 shutout innings the next start, and that was enough to go. So Weninger, as Perozzo takes a big cut. I mean, you don't know, but again, these starting pitchers in the college level, you know, 6-round guy, they are not long for this league in the Mets system. And if that's it for Weninger, then hats off to him. This pitch is low, it's 1-1. It's never really been the case of, well, you know, the St. Lucie Mets need this guy, so we'll hold him back here, and that's the reason, because the St. Lucie team needs him. No. No, the player's ready to go. If he's ready to go up, he goes up. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and then they can find an arm or two from the complex to fill in and get the necessary innings for St. Lucie. At least that's the way it's been treated with college pitchers here since the move to Single A back in 2021. 1-2 count to Perozzo. He's taken some huge cuts here against Vasquez, but has come up empty. And the catcher, Deschamps, will call for timeout. Now he's back and ready, so is Vasquez. The 1-2 pitch to Perozzo, down in the dirt for ball 2. Fastball 89. Fastest pitch Vasquez is throwing tonight. Houck on second, Clark on first. 2-2 pitch home, swung on and missed. Rosso chases the fastball out of the zone. That will quietly make the Mets 0-6 with runners in scoring position.
First baseman, number 19, Joe Jairo Cuevas.
Dunedin, by the way, 0-1. There's Cuevas, doubled last time. Has a chance to make up for that error in the field last inning. Hits a ground ball off the back of the mound, goes out to Beltre, throws to first, and that is out number 3. So Juan Mi Vasquez, after the mound visit from Reardon, gets a strikeout and a ground out, strands a pair. The Blue Jays will come to the plate in the bottom of the 8th against a new pitcher trailing by a run.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucieMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Now pitching for the Mets.
New pitcher for the Mets. Lefty, Jeremy Peguero. 22-year-old. Making his second appearance.
Now batting for the Blue Jays. Number 8, Marcos De La Rosa.
Complex league. Pitched one time versus Clearwater. Gave the Mets 2 2/3 innings with 3 hits and a run on a Saturday night against the Threshers. Much bigger spot now. De La Rosa tries for the bunt, and he fouls it off for strike one. Well, the Blue Jays, they must feel like they've been given new life. No more Jack Weninger to deal with. Figuero, the margin for error is, of course, slim. 1-run lead in the 8th. Fastball, good pitch, a strike at 93. Guerrero, the most recent St. Lucie Mets addition. O-2 pitch on the way, and it's to the backstop. Changeup came out of the hand awkwardly, but of course, the off man, so nobody's on base, no issues. De La Rosa struck out twice from the 9 spot. One 2 pitch. Popped up foul. That one's back out of play. Guerrero, before he came over to St. Lucie, was effective in the complex league. Only 1 earned run and 2 hits in 10 1/3 innings. 16 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch. Struck him out on the slider. Great pitch from Peguero. Kept it down.
Left fielder
inside.
47, Victor.
One away. Yes. As De La Rosa goes down on strikes for the 3rd time. 13 strikeouts now for the Blue Jays hitters. Now back to the top in Arias. He has struck out 3 times. Lefty-lefty matchup. Guerrero's first pitch. Slider down and away, ball 1. Mets lead 4-3, 1 out, bases empty, bottom of the 8th inning. Guerrero's 1-0. Misses low for ball 2, fastball at 93. Arias representing the tying run. He's a fast guy batting leadoff. Not a guy you want to put on first base. Let's see if Peguero can rally back here from a 2-0 deficit. This pitch is high for ball 3. Something, these left-handed pitchers this series, and recently, it seems like they have not done well against left-handed batters. I don't know if it's just the change in vision, how you see the plate with the batter. 3-0, and he missed badly for ball 4. So that's the first walk of the night, and the Mets will cross their fingers and hope that that's not one that cost them. Hearing dire straits is not worth the walk.
Shortstop number 1, Manuel Beltre.
Manuel Beltre had one of the 4 hits, one of the non-home runs against Weninger at the plate. Arias with a good size lead and a low crouch. Guerrero will not throw over. The pitch goes home right over the plate for a strike. Arias this season, 10 stolen bases. Blue Jays are an active team. They have attempted 100 stolen bases this year. Pitches in the dirt, good block by Perozzo. They've been successful 77% of the time. Arias 10 out of 13. Third on the team, stolen bases. Ball and a strike on Beltre. Of course, it's tougher to run on Peguero. Lefty looking right at him. Pitch comes home. Inside for ball 2. Also It is a gamble this time of the game to run. Down by one. If you're out, all of a sudden, bases are empty and you're down your last four outs. So far, Arias has been conservative over there. Beltre waits on the 2-1 pitch. That is going to be a strike on the corner and another grimace by Beltre, and he will use his timeout, looking right back at the umpire. But where Perozzo, he set up inside and then reached back across and caught that one outside corner. But again, ABS does not care how you frame it as a catcher. Just did it get over the plate or not? 2-2 count. Arias not running. Pitch is swung on and missed. He struck him out. Climbed the ladder with the fastball at 92 miles per hour. Beltre might have foul tipped that one.
Designated hitter, number 24.
14th strikeout of the night. Now these two Mets pitchers. And now a lefty batter in Williams. Aguero. First pitch, and Williams hesitates. Doesn't matter. It's a called strike. Slider. Perfectly placed. Knee-high outer half. Arias creeping further now. 0-1 pitch. Missed inside. A ball and a strike. Aguero is coming and struck out two. Walked one. Nursing a 4-3 lead in the eighth inning. The 17th pitch of the inning. Slider down and away. Two balls and a strike on Williams. He's 0 for 3 with a couple of flyouts to left and a strikeout swinging. Guerrero's set. 2-1 pitch, fastball laid right in, 93 miles per hour. Williams taking it all the way. 2-2, Guerrero looking for that last strike to send the game to the ninth. It's all on the way. Outside and dropped by Perozzo, but he scampers to it. Eyeballing Arias the whole time, who stays at first. Well, now Arias will be running. 3-2 with two outs. Aguero set. Looking in and will throw to first. He knows he's running now. Throws over anyways. Keep him honest. He's safe. Guerrero, a long look in. Pitch clock winding down. 2-1, and another throw over. But time called first by Perozzo. He sensed it. And he sensed the pitch clock about to expire. They do not want automatic ball four. Coming set with 5 seconds left, Aguero delivers the payoff pitch, and it is going to be ball four outside. He's walked both lefties. And that's going to bring up the best hitter in the series for the
right
Blue Jays,
and Alexis Hernandez.
He's going to bat with the tying run on second and the go-ahead run on first. Oh, the walks. Aguero, can he get away with it? Perozzo out for a visit. Mets have stirring in the bullpen. Aguero's throwing 20 pitches in the inning. Only 9 strikes. He's traded walk, strikeouts and walks so far in this inning. Hernandez 1-for-3 with the home run back in the second. Guerrero's first pitch swung on and missed. Big slider for strike one, and that was a huge cut by Hernandez. Going for another home run. Aguero's 0-1. A ground ball foul. Now he's working ahead, nothing and two, right back to that slider. Well, he's definitely pitching better to the righties than he is the lefties. Maybe it's just the way he sees it. He saw Vasquez as well for Dunedin, the lefty, same way. Struggled against Kellum Clark and Jairo Cuevas, better against righties. 0-2. Pitch on the way. Struck him out! A slider high this time. Changed the eye level. Three strikeouts for Aguero in the eighth. He strands runners on first and second. The Mets will take their 4-3 lead to the ninth and look for a little insurance.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone. And safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitch in the ninth inning for Dunedin. Another lefty, Kai Peterson, from Citrus Heights, California, 20th round pick last year by Toronto. Juan Mi Vasquez did his part, 2 2/3 shutout. Had to strand some runners, but did. Keeping Dunedin within striking distance. Now Peterson, their first pitch inside to Mosquera. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Peterson, a unique setup. He's got basically his back turned to the hitter. Front foot closed off. Delivers. Swinging strike. It's 1-1. And that low three-quarter sling shot delivery. One pitches inside. Two balls into strike. I mean, when he comes set, you can see his back is almost turned. And then when he starts his delivery, his entire back is showing to the hitter. Mosquera has no problem seeing the number 21 on the back. 2-1 pitch is outside, 3-1. Pitch, fastball, that clips the corner. Outer half. Mosquera is ready to shed the bat aside. 15th relief appearance for Peterson. He's got a 4-1 record. It's a lot of wins for 14 relief appearances. 3-2 pitch. He struck him out. Mosquera chased off the plate, probably a foot outside. That will be the 34th strikeout in 17 2/3 innings for Peterson. 10, so averaging 2 per inning. Now Barrow gets the tough assignment against this lefty. A couple of unique motions from the Blue Jays this week. Bo Bonds had a herky-jerky over-the-top throwing motion. as Peterson delivers a strike. I don't know how repeatable some of these deliveries are over the long run, but can't argue with 34 strikeouts in 17 innings. Barrow, a two-run homer and two walks in this game. Takes this pitch up high at 93. Well, they dug Peterson out of Sierra Junior College in California, their final draft pick in the 20th round. The 1-1 pitch outside. Dunedin will have Feliz, Joseph, and Deschamps batting in the eighth. That's 5-6-7. They got through Hernandez, the most dangerous hitter at the moment. 2-1 pitch is off the plate. It's 3-1 on Barrow. Mets in one-run games on the road are 0-10 this season. They'd like to enter the bottom of the ninth with more than a one-run lead. Barrow hits this one deep out to left, but it's slicing out of play and foul. Might have it the distance for a home run. A loud foul, strike two. Full count. Payoff pitch. Inside corner, struck him out. Oh, man. That is a disgusting pitch from Kai Peterson. Holy smokes. And that ball looked like it was going to hit Barrow on the hip or maybe go behind him. He jumped out of the way and it clips the inside corner. And I don't. If you're a lefty, there is nothing you can do. Nothing. And you hope that it's not the robo-ump night and the umpire calls the ball and they don't challenge it. Jesus Baez up now. Back-to-back strikeouts for Peterson on 3-2 pitches in this ninth inning. That's how close the Mets are to first and second, nobody out. First pitch to Baez is a called strike. Second pitch down and in for ball one. Fastball steady between 94 and 95 right now. One pitch, Baez will take it outside. It appears that Peguero will be asked to get the last three outs for the Mets. Don't see anybody throwing in the bullpen at the moment. 2-1 pitch outside. You would think that Peguero, having not pitched since last Saturday, it's plenty of time to recover and have a fresh arm. 3-1 pitch coming to Peterson, or from Peterson. He gets a swing and a miss on the fastball. For the third straight batter, we have a full count. Three-two pitch, inside, ball four. Baez swings the bat aside, and emphatically, it's the first time he's reached today. And he'll go down to first. There's a two-out insurance run there. As Hernandez comes up,
hitter number four, Ronald Hernandez.
Near three-hit game. We had the four-hit game last night. He lined out sharply to short in the seventh with runners at the corners. He has singled and homered tonight. Now 8-for-13 in this series. First pitch, he swings and misses on a fastball outside. Strike one. 4-3 Mets, two outs, one on, top of the ninth. Playing for about 2 hours and 7 minutes now. The 1 pitch blew it by him at 93, a swinging strike two. And for the first time, Peterson really pitching ahead. Hernandez will use the timeout now, dig back in. The 0-2, Baez is running, pitches down low, no throw to second. Baez an uncontested steal. Well, that changes things. A hit now. Mets have a great shot at that insurance run. 1-2 count. Peterson's delivery struck him out. That's hard to pick up. You can see why he's got a lot of K's on the year now. 36 and 18 and a third innings. Pitches around the two-out walk. So the Mets will have to hope that one-run lead in the ninth inning is enough. Baguero's already jogging back out to the mound.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Looking around the diamond, don't see any defensive changes for the Mets as they try to close out a one-run lead in the ninth inning. Looking for just their third win in their last 24 games. It's been a nightmare on the road. Again, 0-10 on the road in one-run games. It's been a well-pitched game for the Mets, 15 strikeouts. Against two walks, can't argue that. Guerrero struck out three in the eighth. He'll get a lefty to start the ninth. Interesting that he struck out three righties in the eighth and walked the two lefties. Feliz 0-for-3, reached on an error and scored in the seventh. That's the game's most recent run. Here we go. First pitch from Baguero in the ninth is all the way to the backstop. Ball one. Mets took a one-run lead on Barrow's home run in the third. Blue Jays quickly tied at the bottom half of back-to-back home runs in the sixth inning by Hernandez and Rosa. The difference right now. Second pitch, no good. Guerrero just can't seem to find the strike zone against these lefty hitters. Well, he's got a righty after this and then another lefty. 2-0 pitch. And it's low for ball three. Clearly, goes without saying, going to say it anyways. One-run game in the ninth inning. You do not want to walk the leadoff batter. A lot of work to do, going behind 3-0, and that will be a high strike. Now the way it was caught by Perozzo, almost above his helmet. It looked like ball four, but Feliz is a big dude, and he's got a bigger strike zone. 3-1. It's crushed to deep right, and we're tied. This one's going to land way out of here. Oh, my goodness. His ninth home run of the season. That one's still in the air. Now you wish the previous pitch was ball four. An incredible Titanic home run to tie this game at four. There'll be no win for Jack Winninger. Please just touch his home plate. That was an incredible home run. don't think I've ever seen the one that far.
Number 6, Gene Joseph.
They list the distance at 4.11. That looked like 5.11. Gene Joseph up now. Now the Mets just trying to hope to get to the 10th. Certainly air out of the balloon here for the Mets. A leadoff home run in the 9th inning. To square it up. Joseph 0-3. Aguero, the pitch is swung on and missed, nothing and two. So, again, no issues with these righties. Aguero's 0-2 pitch. This one's hit down the left field line. That's going to be fair, and it's going to roll all the way to the wall. Rose is going to dig it out. Going to second base is Joseph. He's the winning run in scoring position with nobody out. A home run and a double for the first two batters. Jordan Krause, pitching coach, immediately coming out for a visit. And this nightmare May is unfolding again. That's a 4-2 lead after 6. And they give up a terrible run in the 7th after an error. And they give up the tying run in the 9th. And now they're looking at the winning run at second base and nobody out. Meanwhile, chances in the 7th inning for themselves. And in the 8th to add on to the lead. They couldn't do it. It's just like on repeat. It's going to take a huge effort here to get this game to the 10th. And then you got Deschamps coming up. He's hit a double tonight. Arnold, after that, he's hit a home run. Back to that home run. 107 miles per hour off the bat. 36 degree launch angle. That's way up there. 411 feet. Hang time, 5.9 seconds. Goodness gracious. Lefty-lefty matchup. A bunt by Deschamps shown, retracted, taken for ball one. Can't say I'm totally surprised, but the way that Aguero has faced the lefties, he hasn't gotten any of them out. I would not think that they would want to give up an out, even with the sack bunt. He's going to square again, and he's going to foul tip it into the mitt for a strike. He did not look very comfortable with either bunt tries. I would not be surprised if he pulled that one back now. And Houck at third base, not even on the grass. I'm not sure he is thinking it's a full commit. He's going to square to bunt again, pull back, and take a ball. Again, Aguero, he's faced three lefties. He's walked two and given up a home run to the other. So Deschamps offering himself up for a sacrifice. Almost seems counterproductive, but that's the play for the Blue Jays, it would appear, at the moment. It's 2-1. He's not squaring this time and will take a ball outside, and that is a great save by Perozzo. That pitch was headed for the backstop. Would have put the winning run on third base. Just a ball three. And now Deschamps. No way he'll be showing bunt now, right? Didn't 2-1, now it's 3-1. Aguero is set. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. That would have been ball four. It was down and in. Looks like a cat and mouse game here. Shams waits for the 3-2. Aguero set. Payoff pitch. Struck him out. Pitch is in the dirt. Perozzo eyeballing. Second throws to first. That confirms the strikeout. And that was a terrible at-bat by Deschamps and a gift to the Mets.
Second baseman.
They could have walked on two different pitches.
Said
he strikes out. And that goes a long way in trying to get this game to the 10th inning. One out, and the Mets will intentionally walk Bryce Arnold. who has homered and struck out twice today. That's going to do a couple of things. One, it's going to bring up the nine-hitter De La Rosa, who's been even had a terrible day. 0-for-3, three strikeouts. He's a switch hitter. He's going to spin around and bat right-handed. And it also puts a force at third and second, so potential ground ball would get the Mets out of it with a double play. Well, here is De La Rosa waiting for the first pitch, and he will ground it to third. Hauk, it eats him up, goes out to Baez, who throws to first and gets him out there. What a recovery by Jesus Baez. Bad high hop on Hauk, hits off his chest, deflects out to Baez, who gets the out at first base. Joseph goes to third as the winning run. Arnold, inconsequential runner at second. But that is a big second out at first base. And now Arias is at the plate, winning run, walking down the third base line. First pitch, a ground ball foul. Arias, big game yesterday, tough one today, 0-for-3, three strikeouts and a walk. Guerrero trying to shake off a game-tying home run and then a double. Strand the winning run 90 feet from home. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and Arias taking some bad swings tonight, and we use the timeout. He's behind 0-2. This is the first time that Agüero seems like he's pitching comfortably to a lefty. Be careful, 0-2. Be careful of bouncing one away. 0-2 coming to Arias. He dribbles it up towards the mound. Agüero picks it up, throws to first, and it's caught for out number three. And the game goes on. Close play at first base, calmly played by Agüero. The winning run stranded at third base. And this game is destined for extra innings. Feliz ties it, but the Blue Jays can't win it in the ninth. We go to the tenth, tied at four.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Start the 10th inning. The Mets will put a pinch runner at second base. Kevin DeVincenzo replacing Ronald Hernandez. Hernandez made the last out of the ninth. So the Mets, you know, he's got a hot bat, but if you're Yuki De La Cruz, you can't believe that bat's going to get back to him. Nine batters away. So Rosa will bat. You got the faster runner on second. Kai Peterson will continue to pitch for Dunedin. And he throws one inside. It skirts away, but not far enough for Villavicencio to advance. Deschamps gets to it quickly. And Kevin Villavicencio, he's certainly quicker than Hernandez, but he's had his trials and tribulations on the bases this year. This pitch is down and away from Peterson. And again, Peterson struck out three, walked one in the ninth. He was all over the place. And it's tough to pick up his stuff. But with that motion, yeah, he was all over the map as Rosa waits on the 2-0. Swings and misses, fastball right down the pipe. I think there's an element of wildness that not only affects the pitcher, but also the hitters. Tough to get a read on him and what's going to be a strike and what's not. Rosa takes the fastball right down the pipe. And again, I think you just think back to those first two pitches that were nowhere close, and now he's throwing two right down the middle. Rosa will use his timeout. He's 2-for-4 tonight with the home run. Always a response for Dunning. Always this week. Two-two pitch from Peterson. On the way. Inside, nearly hit him. Ball three. A grunt from Peterson on that fastball, 94. Colin Houck is on deck. Clark after that. Dunedin in the 10th will have their 2, 3, and 4 hitters. 3-2 pitch coming to Rosa. And he strikes out. Pitch down and in. Fastball at 94. Huge strikeout. I'd like for that first batter to at least get the runner over to third base. And now, unless there's some sort of wild pitch pass ball situation, once you're going to need a hit, get Via Vicencio over and in. Houck 1-for-4 with an infield hit tonight for that monster game yesterday. Peterson coming set, a long look back to second and delivers home. Swing and a miss, strike one. It's another fastball. He's been heavy on the fastball since entering. Mets are 1-2 in extra innings this year, winning the first game of the season against Daytona on a Houck sack fly in the 10th inning. Pitch is fouled off. They lost a game to Bradenton on a Sunday afternoon. 12-11 in 10 innings. A game that was 10-10 going to the 10th. They got one run in the top half. Bradenton got two in the bottom. 0-2 pitch, and it's fouled away. And then last Wednesday, they made it to 11 innings against Clearwater. Neither team scored in the 10th. Clearwater got the free runner across in the 11th on a bases-loaded walk. Mets had a great chance to match or surpass in the bottom 11th, but came up empty. 0-2 pitch, and Houck will take up a high. In the 10th inning this year, the Mets have scored two runs. Their opponents have scored two runs. One-two pitch from Peterson, and it's high for a ball. Blue Jays have not fared well in extra innings. They are 1-3 this year. Two balls, two strikes on Houck, and he will use, no, correction, catcher Shams. Well, use the timeout. Peterson seems to be the only pitcher this week for Dunedin that isn't rapid fire. In comes set, the 2-2 pitch, and Houck will look at this ball outside. It's full. Feels like every count for Peterson is full. Let's see, he had a full count to Mascara, Barrow, Baez, Rosa, and now Houck. Time called again by the catcher. And that's it. That's two disengagements in this at-bat. Another one, and they balk Vicencio over to third. 3-2 pitch coming to Hauk. Villavicencio is trying to steal. Swung on and missed. Villavicencio reaches safely. No throw as the ball bounced out of the mitt of Deschamps on the exchange. So Hauk strikes out. Back-to-back strikeouts. 11, Peterson off. Has 5 strikeouts in this game. And so every out he's recorded has gone down. And Corey Reardon, this is a great mound visit. Pitching coach for Dunedin heading out. Got 2 long battles. Give this pitcher a breath. Got a wry smile on his face as Reardon makes the visit. Villavicencio stealing 3rd. And again, when Hauk struck out swinging on, would have been ball 4, it was in the dirt. Deschamps picked it up and lost it on the exchange. So Clark will bat, lefty-lefty matchup. And with as kind of wild as Kai Peterson has been, the Mets' best hope here might be to hope that a ball gets away. And he's throwing 35 pitches, 18 strikes, 17 balls. Would he uncork one to the backstop for the Mets? First pitch to Clark is taken for 1. Kellum tonight, 2 walks and 2 outs on grounders. So important as the visiting team in the extra inning to get the run across. 0-1, Clark takes it inside, check swing on appeal, did not go. Now, if the Mets do not score here in the 10th, you could always say, well, it was a tie game in the 9th, and the Blue Jays had the winning run on second base and couldn't score. Give some hope for the bottom of the 10th. 1-1 pitch, and Clark breaks his bat as he fouls it off to the Mets' dugout. 2, and he's going to have to go get a new stick. And we will pause. It's been a home run game for these teams. Barrow, Hernandez, and Rosa have homered for the Mets. Hernandez, Arnold, and Feliz have homered for the Blue Jays. The only non-run scored on non-homer run was an RBI double by Deschamps in the 7th. 1-2 pitch, and it's high. Good catch by Deschamps. 2-2. Four game, 2 outs, top 10. Go ahead and run 90 feet away, and Villavicencio. Peterson's pitch, breaking ball, fouled away. Good read out of the hand by Clark. Defensive emergency hack. Keeps the at-bat going. Another deep count. That was the 40th pitch of the night for Peterson. The 2-2. Breaking ball. 3. At the top of the zone. Kai Peterson strikes out all 3 Mets hitters in the top of the 10th. The Mets do not get the free runner home. Dunedin will have the winning run on second base. No outs again for the 2nd straight inning. Can the Mets hold them off one more time and force the 11th?
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We have a new pitcher for the Mets in the 10th inning. It's Miguel Alfonseca. For my money, this is the most unenviable position in all of baseball, to be a road reliever when your team did not score in the top half of the extra inning. Can he hold the line? Arias in his speed, the winning run at second. Beltre, the number two hitter, at the plate. First pitch, and it's a breaking ball inside. I mean, I'm almost of the belief that the Mets should walk him intentionally. I know it's a righty-righty matchup, but, you know, he's basically the top prospect on the team. You got a rehabbing guy behind him. Alfonseca, the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball out to Baez. He'll scoop it and throw it, and that'll be out number one. But Arias goes to third. So Beltre does the job. He advanced the runner. Again, that's the leadoff hitter in an extra inning. You at least want to advance the runner. So the winning run is 90 feet away. That was a good read by Arias, too. It was a slower ground ball hit behind him. It was off on contact. Now Williams at the plate. Mets infield is in. And the Mets are going to send Williams down to first. They will intentionally walk him. That will draw some boos. I still think if you're the Mets, you got to play the infield in. Although Baez and Barrow are backing up. So is Houck. It's Alexis Hernandez.
Right fielder, number 30,
he's
Alexis
been
Hernandez.
The most lethal hitter this week. That's now we're going to have a pinch runner at first base as well. So Juan Helaponte will pinch run for Williams. So they get more speed out there on a potential ground ball to break up a double play. Had a lot of machinations happening here. Umpire taking out his lineup card. Aponte takes over for Williams. If I'm Aponte, I might be running. Get to second base. That would eliminate any double play chance. The Mets wouldn't risk a throw to second. Alfonseca, first pitch coming to Hernandez, we think. And he will step off and look over to first. I think the Mets sense this stolen base coming. And again, if he takes second and you're Perozo the catcher, that throw has to be perfect. Ponte's leaning. Alfonseca with the pitch clock coming down throws the slider for a strike. Good pitch to Hernandez. Homered in the second. Homered yesterday, but has struck out twice and popped out since. Winning run 90 feet away, one out in the 10th inning, 4-4 ball game. Alfonseca's pitch is just off the plate. And pitching him very carefully. You're looking for weak contact on the infield or a strikeout. Mets outfield also playing shallow. And a potential throw home. 1-1 slider, just off the plate again. These are close pitches. And I don't blame Alfonseca one bit for not coming right in with it. Now, a walk here would not necessarily be a bad thing. 2-1 pitch. Went high with ball three, a fastball. Hernandez showing no interest. Feliz. Main reason why we're in extras is on deck. Will Hernandez get a pitch to hit here? Will Alfonseca even tempt him? 3-1 pitch is buried low, ball four. That looked like the old pitch around to me. You couldn't throw one in the dirt, of course, and really make it look like that because the runner at third base. So they're loaded up. A ground first out, an intentional pitch, walk, and then an unintentional intentional walk.
Christian Bailey.
Belize, who homered to lead off the ninth to tie the game, is back up in the tenth. Mets corner infielders, Hauk Cuevas in, middle infielders back, hoping for two. Alfonseca's first pitch, low in the dirt. Well, now if you're Alfonseca, you got to come with it. You have to. And at least make him put the ball in play. He's throwing five straight balls. The 1-0 coming to Feliz. Ball two. And now if you're Feliz, I don't think he's swinging. You got to make him show it first. Here's the winning run 90 feet away. Alfonseca, the 3-0 pitch. Inside, ball four. Alfonseca to the rosin bag. One more ball and it's over. Whatever he's got to do to throw it over the plate. 3-0 pitch coming to Feliz. Ball four, game over. Eight straight balls in a row for Miguel Alfonseca. Load the bases and then force home a winning run. The Blue Jays will walk it off for the second straight night. They win 5-4. The Mets have taken gut punches and body blows from a boxer against Mike Tyson in his prime these days. 4-2 lead after six innings. 4-3 lead after eight. They lose again. It's a mild celebration for the Blue Jays. That was very anticlimactic. Bases loaded walk on four pitches. Nobody's jumping and going crazy. Here's over by first base, giving some hugs to Feliz. He won it for him. He tied it for him and won it for him. Although keeping the bat in the shoulder didn't have to do much. Another one-run loss for the Mets. They are now 0-11 in one-run games on the road this year. They've been walked off now nine times this season. Back-to-back yesterday and today. The Mets playing 27 road games, walked off in nine. That's a third. The winning pitcher, Kai Peterson. He struck out six batters in two innings. Miguel Alfonseca, again, that's an unenviable task. To come in the 10th inning with the winning run on second. You just wish he would have at least gave the Mets a fighting chance by throwing some strikes. Intentional walk, and it was over. Again, very anticlimactically. Mets will drop to 14-34. They are now 4-22 this month of May with one day to go. That will confirm the worst month in the history of the team, which has been around since 1988. The Blue Jays are 25-23. They've won five in a row, while the Mets have lost eight in a row. Take a break, come back with the post-game show, and wrap up this extra inning loss by the final score of 5-4.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida. Adam McDonald with you from the high atop the action, second floor broadcasting booth. A familiar refrain, a close competitive game, and the other team wins. That's how it's gone for the Mets basically all season. They have now dropped 22 of their last 24 games. The last two felt like they had them right in their palm of their hand. They felt like a lot of them this year. The team just has a lot of trouble finishing for whatever reason. Let's get to the scoring summary tonight. Started in the second inning, Alexis Hernandez homered for the Blue Jays. Second straight day he was homered in the second inning. That was against Jack Weininger. But the Mets responded in the third inning with the two-run homer for Boston Barrow, his first of the year. It was 2-2. That lasted all of about 5 minutes. Bryce Arnold hit a leadoff home run in the third inning, bottom of the third, and that tied it at two. It was quite a remarkable stretch there, all the way to one out, two outs in the sixth inning. Weininger retired everybody except for Hernandez and Arnold on their home runs. He was awesome. It's a real shame the Mets couldn't get him a win. It's very reminiscent of that last game that Cade Morris pitched when he went seven shutout. The Mets had a 1-0 lead in the ninth inning and then lost on a two-run walk-off homer to the Cardinals. Same thing here. Weininger certainly deserved a win, but is not going to get one. It was 2-2 after three. The Mets took a lead in the sixth inning on back-to-back home runs by Ronald Hernandez and Jeffrey Rosa. Hernandez, 425 feet to right. Rosa just cleared the wall in right. First time this year the Mets have gone back-to-back. That made it 4-2. And then the Blue Jays scored a bad run in the seventh inning. First batter popped out. Next batter, Christian Feliz. Easy ground ball to Cuevas at first. For whatever reason, he underhand flipped it and ballooned it to Weininger covering first, and Jack had to jump up to make the catch. By the time he landed on the base, Feliz was safe. Next batter, fly out, out number two. Next batter, RBI double. And that error came around to score to make it a 4-3 game. Paguero then got out of a two-runner-on situation in the eighth inning. He struck out three batters. But in the ninth inning, fell behind Feliz, and then Feliz cranked one of the longest home runs I've ever seen in the Florida State League out to right field to tie the game. I balk at 411 feet. That's close to 500. That was incredible. Over the front office building in right field, just disappearing into the night. And that made it 4-4. Paguero would then give up a double to the next batter, but somehow survived that inning. Did a great job getting a strikeout, a ground out, and another ground out on a comebacker to force the 10th. But Kai Peterson, who struck out not three Mets in the ninth, struck out all three Mets he faced in the 10th. The Mets couldn't get that free runner in. Victor Arias, the free runner for Dunedin in the 10th, goes to third on a ground out. The Mets intentionally walk Peyton Williams. Then Alexis Hernandez walks on four straight pitches from off on Seca. Feliz walks on four straight pitches with the bases loaded to bring in the winning run. Off on Seca, 11 pitches in the 10th, only two strikes. That would be the final run. So the Blue Jays scoring runs in the 7th, 9th, and 10th to get the win tonight. Box score starting with the line score. 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for the Mets. 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Blue Jays. Hernandez and Rosa had two-hit games, each with a home run. Hernandez is second, Rosa's third, Barrow hit his first. That's how the Mets scored all of their runs. For the Blue Jays, no multi-hit games. Hernandez hits his fourth home run, Arnold his third, and Feliz his ninth, second most in the Florida State League. Each team knocking the ball out of the park three times. The only two runs not scoring on home runs were the Deschamps double in the seventh, and the bases-loaded walk drawn by Feliz, last pitch of the game. Pitchers in the game, boy, Jack Weininger maybe throwing his last pitch for St. Lucie. Not be surprised. 7 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, no walks, 12 strikeouts, a season high for him and any Mets pitcher. Paguero, 2 innings, 2 hits, a run, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Tough on the road to get a 6-out save with a 1-run lead. Alfonseca takes the loss, a third of an inning, no hits, a run, unearned. 3 walks, no strikeouts. For Dunedin, Rogers, 5 1/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. They got him off the hook. Vasquez, 2 2/3, 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. And again, Peterson, 2 hitless, scoreless innings with the walk and 6 strikeouts. Ball game played in 2 hours and 39 minutes in front of 507 baseball-loving souls here at TD Ballpark. We witnessed their second straight walk-off, and the Blue Jays going up 3-0 in the series. We will turn the page to tomorrow. Mets will be looking to get their first win of the series and trying to snap an 8-game losing streak. They've already had a 12-game streak earlier this month. They'll need a big rally the last 3 games of this week to get out of here with a split. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays will be looking for their 6th straight win, which will be their 2nd 6-game winning streak in this month. First pitch tomorrow is scheduled for 6:30. The rain chances have dwindled under 20%, so we should be good to go for 9 uninterrupted innings. Airtime on the pregame show will be at 6:20. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this postgame show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from TD Ballpark, Blue Jays 5, Mets 4 in 10. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday night. I hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.